Hey, this is Jeff Floyd, pastor of C3 Church Bathurst, and this is our podcast. Thank you for joining us today. C3 Bathurst brings life to people by helping them to be revived, restored, and released through getting to know Jesus and his people. We hope that this message will bring you life today. You know, we're just about to shift gears, aren't we? This is the final season in our Lessons from Lockdown series. And, you know, as July approaches next week, what an exciting time to be around. And we've been so blessed. Let me just say a huge thank you to our team here, production team behind the scenes, the worship team, the preaching and leading team, and the building team. There's been so much going on behind the scenes. And just from me, and Ro, a huge shout out to you guys, whether you're sitting here in our building right now, putting on this service, or whether you're at home. Man, we are so blessed by the incredible talent in this church. So huge thank you as we gear up next month. What an exciting time to do church. But before that, we do that, just one more lesson from lockdown. We've had just an amazing season this month. But this one is all about fear, because lockdown has produced a lot of fear in our world. And I know people carry fear normally. You know, we have natural fear of, for example, public speaking, or spiders, snakes, you know, or heights. These are the common things. And, you know, I had a fear of speed humps. I'm slowly getting over it. It's all right. But then I had a fear of elevators. Until someone showed me how to, you know, find some steps around it. Wow, some people have a fear of bad jokes. But my last fear was fear of tall fences. I just couldn't get over it. So fears are natural. They're part of our world. Sorry, everyone. But seriously, the fears in our COVID environment, I've just had a fear of my device turning off. Here we go. There's fear of unemployment. There's been fear of health, fear of catching the virus itself, fears of whole industries shutting down, fears of what is the new normal, fears of how things are going to look in the future, fears will I ever be able to travel again, will I ever be overseas again, fears of catching in diseases and what if this thing mutates, and you know, it's elevated so many fears, both medical but also vocational in our families. And the Bible has a lot to say about fears. One of the biggest fears that we've faced is fear of missing out. Or perhaps FOMO is better described as fear of missed opportunities. We're all facing different kinds of fears right now. But I think this lockdown season should have taught us something about how to deal with fear. And a great lesson would be how to grab fears, wrestle them, and then deal with them so that we can move into the future free of fear. I'm not saying that the future is always going to be fear-free, but inside of our hearts, we can actually face our future, not having fears strangle us and keep us down. Because there's a price tag of fear. Like, fear has consequences. Fear has implications for our life. Fear leads to addictions and coping mechanisms. Studies have shown that the more fearful people are, the more likely we are to grab onto something to help us cope with that. And that could be an addictive substance or just eating more. Or, you know, there are things that we do in response to fear to help us kind of ease the fear without dealing with the fear itself. So those things aren't all that healthy. Sometimes it's that nagging sense of not being quite right. It's one of the price tags of fear, that there's a churn that goes on inside, and that blocks our relationships. You know, when things are churning around and I'm thinking, how I've got to try and help somebody else, but I'm so full of fear inside that I can't help somebody else. So the price tag of fear is relationships. It's internal health and freedom and ultimately joy. We are designed to be a people of joy. And fear is an enemy to joy because it will trap us and stop us. And maybe that's you today. Maybe you've experienced, maybe you're still in a season of fear, and these last few months have been fearful, and there's still a churn and a kind of anxiety inside of you. I'm telling you today, I'm going to help you with some words from God that will set you free. The Bible has such power, such power. Proverbs 12:25, I'll start here. It says that anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. And I've seen so many people lately weighed down by anxieties, but a good word, it says, makes him glad. I've got three good words for you today, three scriptures that will really help you overcome fear in your world. And that it just could be the thing that you need this morning. So let me just pray before I launch into these scriptures. Lord Jesus, as we look at these scriptures, I'm praying that you help us to identify fears. Holy Spirit, that you help us to understand how to deal with them, and that you would truly set us free even today. Amen. Okay, three words that will help you deal with fear. The first one is called cast. Cast. If you're a fisherman, you're going to like this because it's a word we use in casting our nets or our rods. We cast our bait. Now, I'm not a fisherman, but I've seen it done, and I know that it's possible. You can catch fish doing this. But the idea of cast is the first thing of how to deal with fears. Come with me to 1 Peter 5, verse 6. It says to humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Let me unpack that from verse 6. It's curious that it says to humble yourself. The first thing to deal with is fear is actually humility. It says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God so that at the proper time he may exalt you. The reason we need to humble ourselves in fear is the admission that we can't do it alone. You and I don't have all the capacity that we need to deal with fear. We need to come to a place where we go, I need help. If we try to deal with all the fears inside of us and anxieties and pressures, then we don't have the capacity. We actually need supernatural divine help inside. That's the wonderful thing about God. He's not looking to us and saying, come on, you can do it. Come on, son, lift your game, pull your socks up. You can deal with it. No. Actually, he says, let me deal with it. You don't have to do it. But human pride says that, I can do it myself. But God says, humble yourself. Admit that you need help. And watch what happens. He says, cast all your anxieties on him. That word cast means throw down. Like, throw it. Get rid of it. Now, when I was a kid, we had these Velcro balls. I don't know if you can still get them. They're little tiny kind of balls about that big, covered in Velcro, and then you'd wear a Velcro suit. And you just walk around and you just throw these little Velcro, like ping pong balls, at each other, and they'd stick on you, right? And it was kind of fun because you could just walk around. They didn't hurt, they were light, but they'd stick on you, and the game was just to see how many things you could put on your mate. Well, just picture that you've just been peppered with Velcro balls all over you. Well, that's what fear does. And you look down and you've got all these things that are stuck on you. And the Bible says to cast all your anxieties, grab them and throw them down. Grab it, throw it down. Grab it, throw it down. Fear of unemployment, throw it down. Fear of sickness, throw it down. Fear of missing out, throw it down. Fear of my relationship's not working, throw it down. Fear of I don't know how to do this anymore. All the things that weigh us down, Bible says to cast it onto him. Why? It says because he cares for you. That might be a revelation for you this morning. He cares for you. God is a God who cares for each one of us intimately, lovingly. He's filled with compassion and he sees us weighed down with these things and he just wants to help us. But the first step for him helping you and I is that we just cast those things off of him. It's the greatest freeing thing you can do, that he cares for you. So the first thing you got to do to deal with fear is simply cast. The second one is ask. Cast before you ask. In Philippians 4, verse 6, it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus." Hey, the second one. So we've got a cast, and then we ask. Come with me to Philippians 4, verse 6. It says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Let's look at that verse for a moment. Just don't be anxious. Don't let anxiety fill you because you cast it out, right? But it says, in everything, all things, in prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. That's petitioning God. It's by taking things to him. It's by asking him to do things. But with a thankful heart, let your request be made known to God. You see, the difference between casting and asking is this. Casting is when you're getting rid of anxieties. It says, cast your anxieties upon him in 1 Peter. This is once you've got rid of those things, then actually ask God for the things that you're anxious about. So you've got rid of a stressful situation, but you still need a financial resolve. You still need a relationship fixed up. You still need some things moving in your world that's going to help your job. And that's where it says that you take with thanksgiving. It says, let your request be made known to God. God wants us to ask. Now, kids are really good at this. Little kids have no problem asking people. But as we grow up, we don't like asking other people. We think, is God interested in my welfare, really? You know, is he interested in the little details of my life? Well, absolutely he is. Because it says here, don't be anxious about anything. But with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the great sort of action for that is simply hold out your hand with the things that you need. Go, God, these are the things that I need in my world. Thank you for them with thanksgiving. See, it's so simple. It's just a way of getting rid of anxieties, but still asking God. We're not supposed to cope with it alone. Still ask God, can you provide for me, Lord Jesus? Can you open a door for me, Lord? And those things it says right here. And the result of that, look at this in verse 7. It says that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. When you've gone before God and requested the things that you need to live by, what happens is this incredible peace comes over you. It's a peace for our mind and it's a peace for our heart. It says it surpasses all understanding. The peace of God is something you feel. It's not something that you can kind of really logically work through. It says it's beyond understanding. I don't know where that came from. I don't know how it works, but I feel it. And it says here that it will guard our hearts and our minds. Now, in our heart, that's where the subjective relational things happen, the feelings, the moods. And our heart needs guarding, and often anxieties and fears reside in our heart. It's a feeling of disease, of just, I'm not quite right today. But you see, when you pray and request those things, God's peace descends on our heart. Suddenly we feel better. Suddenly we can talk, and suddenly there's life inside of us. Suddenly we can relate to people better. There's joy returning. That's what happens when you ask. But it also says here that it'll guard our minds. That's the analytical, the thoughts, the thinking. the insecurities, the ideas, the plans, all those things are the realm of the mind. But it also says here that the peace of God will guard our mind in Christ Jesus. And all those things that we fear and keep us awake at night, that it will be guided and guarded by the peace of God. It doesn't say necessarily that God's going to answer exactly every prayer as you want it. It actually doesn't say that. The real benefit of prayer is that the peace of God comes upon you. And of course, God answers prayer in His way and His time, and we see that throughout Scriptures. But what I love about this text is it says that it's a way to have the peace of God return to your mind and your heart. And when you've got that, then everything's okay. It's all good because God is with me and His peace is over me. So that is a phenomenal verse. You cast your anxieties and then you ask, you let your request be made known to God. And the third thing is to know. This is an amazing passage of Scripture in 1 John 4:18. It's to know that you're loved. It says there's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Now watch this. As you have cast anxieties onto God and you've asked Him for things, then you get the idea that you are loved. And by very nature, love itself casts out fear. There's a cyclical thing going on here. The more you cast and ask, the more you know. Therefore, the knowing will cast out your anxieties and fears. And you will live in this beautiful loop of an anxiety and fear-filled living. This is the promise right here. Perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment. And whoever fears has not been perfected in love. If you're always afraid that someone's going to do something to you, and you're going to be living in fear. And you see that, you know, in perhaps if you're training a dog or a puppy and ones that have been intimidated and abused, you see little puppies kind of crawl up and they kind of expect someone to hit them or to be cruel to them. But if a puppy is raised to know that they're loved, then they'll jump all over you and do crazy things to you. See, God is a great lover of us. But so many of us fear Him unreasonably. We think that He's looking out to criticize us or pounce on us, but that's just such a misconception. God is looking to us for our good and wants to enjoy our company and wants to connect with us. And once we know that, it says that fear has to do with punishment, but whoever fears is not perfected in love. If you don't understand God's great love for you, then you're going to be afraid. But I'm telling you, God loves you. And when you know that He loves you, He's going to come along and He will cast out fear from your world. You start to live in this cycle of casting, asking, and knowing God's love. You're going to be free to love, free to have joy on the inside, free to have the liberty that you're designed to have, and you will see things happen in your world because you're constantly asking God for His favor on your world. These things are so powerful. I'm going to ask the guys to come up and we're going to just finish in prayer and worship a little bit. But while they're coming out, let me just share a little thing in my own world. Because I know that this works. Not just because it's in the Bible, because I've experienced it. A few weeks ago, I was having some like weeks of just of not sleeping so well at night because of fears, insecurities, things that I would wake up. You've probably been there yourself. It's like you wake up at night and there's the list. You ever done that? It's like 2 o'clock in the morning and suddenly, the pressures of life and the things that are coming on you, and you entertain them in the middle of the night and you try and think through them and you try to solve them, and you try to sort them out, and something happens in the nighttime and the more you think on them, the more awake you become and the more anxious you get. And it's the most horrible time to think about things. And I was in this loop for a while. I was thinking about our building and how's it going to all work out, and COVID and the restrictions of our government, and you know, and just the guidelines of how to do church. How do we do church without singing? And how do we meet in small places? And how do we do online? Is online really working? How do we build God's kingdom? How do we communicate the gospel? How do we grow from here? Well, these things were weighing on my mind. How do we reach people for Christ in this new world, in this environment? What does church look like? What does life look like? And you know what I did? One night I got so sick of it because I didn't have the answers. I just said, God, take all these things. Just take them. I cast them on because I was thinking about these scriptures. I said, I'm going to test this. If what I'm going to preach in a few weeks is going to work, I want to test this now to see if it works. And so I just, in my bed, I just threw these things back at God. COVID, room restrictions, you know, meeting guidelines, sanitizing, cleaning regimes, all the things I'm trying to nut through. What does church look like in the future? Take it, Lord. It's your church anyway. What does our financial state look like in church? Take it. It's your church. And by casting all these things on God, I found freedom then to ask Him, God, will you show me what's next? Will you give me ideas? Will you give me your inspiration? I was able to humble myself and ask God for His help. And something shifted inside of me. I felt peace. There's a scripture in Psalm 73. It says, when I thought how to understand this, it seemed to me a wearisome task. David's lying awake. When I tried to understand it, he says, it seems to be wearisome. This is Psalm 73, 16. Until I went into the sanctuary of God. Until I brought these things into the sanctuary of God, into the presence of God. It was too hard for me. And then I found rest and peace and sleep. Psalm 4:8 says, in peace I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. You and I don't have to carry anxieties. It's a lesson from lockdown. Our world is filled with anxieties. But we don't have to. God's children, you don't have to carry them. He can carry them for you. Cast them onto Him. Ask Him for His leading and guiding. Know that He loves you and perfect love casts out all fear. But you got to actually do it. Not just know these things, but maybe late one night, maybe early morning, maybe when those things are wearing down on you, go, you know what? I'm sick of this. And do business with God.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. We'd love to get to know you better. Come and visit us at one of our Sunday services in Bathurst, rear of 217 Howard Street. Have a week filled with life.